classes or my mentorship, coaching.
But that's sort of like a big thing, Jasmine. You know, like to sort of try and.
All right, let's sort of interrupt the party there. You guys having fun? Well, let's get started, shall we?
Yes.
Okay, cool. So you guys are more than welcome to chime in with any questions during the process of the the coaching call here today. So just be respectful, obviously, to one another. And as far as the questions go, make sure that they're relevant for the nature of the topic. And as I mentioned earlier, the call will be recorded and placed inside of the Success Center. So let me push record here and also press *5 if you hear any background noise. When we're discussing, then you can press *5 and mute yourself, and then press *5 again, and it'll unmute you, so you can discuss your questions. Cool?
Okay.
Right, so I'll just push *5, and that will mute me, Trent, yeah?
Exactly, yep.
Right, fine, thank you.
And then if you have questions, then just press *5 again, and that'll unmute you, and then we can discuss them. Does that sound good?
Fine, Trent, thank you.
Okay, you betcha.
To return to the conference, press *. This conference is being recorded.
All right. Well, welcome, everyone. This is Trent with Prosper. We're going to be going over the topic today. It's going to be pretty cool. It's not a topic that you usually hear about a lot of times because it's it's not well marketed and promoted out there. But it's very important because most people lack the people to be able to promote their products and services for them out there. So the topic is how to use affiliate marketing systems out there for your advantage. So as I mentioned earlier, if you hear a background noise, like I said, this is recorded, and so just press *5 to have any background noise muted so we can have a clear recording so people can hear it, okay? And if you have questions, just press *5 so you can ask your questions during the process. Okay, so very good. So some of the questions that we'll be discussing here, just giving you an overview, will be first, what is an affiliate marketing system? Why use an affiliate marketing system? And how to set it up on your own, or else even tap into some of the best ones out there, and some of the huge advantages that you gain by using the systems that are already set to go, and some of the ones that you can also set up yourself. And then we'll also talk about some of the pay structures that you can set up for your affiliates, how to best go about doing that, and how to best incentivize them to promote your products and services for you. Also talk about the top-rated systems out there, and third-party systems, that is, and how to maximize your affiliate marketing system training and how to do that, along with some other, as I mentioned in the announcement today, about some other awesome sauce strategies, okay? So if you have any questions during the process, feel free to chime in. It's not just me lecturing the whole time, so I would love to have a discussion with you if you have any specific questions. It's, you don't have to sit back and just listen the whole time. So number one is, what is an affiliate marketing system, okay? The affiliate marketing system allows you to be able to have a system to automate and manage your traffic and sales that you make for your business. Okay, it also allows a system for you to incentivize people to promote your stuff for you. Okay, so you can set up a pay structure however which way you would like, and we'll go over that in a bit, a bit more in detail here today. Having a system in place allows you to do all those things. It helps you automate that whole process instead of having to manually do it for you. Before the internet was out in full boom, people would still do this, but they would be calling it more of a referral program. They still call it here and there a referral program, but the primary verbiage or the major name that people call this nowadays is an affiliate program. And what you're doing is you're referring or having other people refer other people to you, okay, as the creator or as the owner of the product. So if you have a business that is promoting other people's products through a drop shipping arrangement, okay, this could work out pretty good for that type of structure for your business. It can also work out great for, you know, a wholesale business. If you're buying products in bulk and storing them yourself, then having an affiliate marketing system in place would be very powerful for you. Okay. Also for services, if you have your own product that you've created or other people's services that you want to promote, that you want to be able to track and manage the sales and so forth and traffic, then having that affiliate marketing system, once again, would be right in line with that type of model too. An affiliate marketing system doesn't, you know, quite work out for promoting other people's affiliate marketing products though. Okay. So if you're promoting other people's stuff, then this is not necessarily for you. This is for, you know, people who have either, you know, their own product or service, or else have access to, you know, the products that they're going to be shipped out, like a drop shipping arrangement. Okay. So does everyone does it make sense as far as the differences between the drop shipping and wholesaling and affiliate marketing and all that stuff? You know, if you do, you know, if there's any confusion with that, just be sure to let me know. Okay, so that's what an affiliate marketing system is, okay? It always comes down to the right systems and the right people in place. As long as you've got the right people and the right systems in place, then that's a great combo, powerful synergy, because you have the system to process and manage the entire traffic generation and the lead generation and sales, okay, of what's going on with your online business. And most importantly, obviously the system doesn't go anywhere if you don't have the right people, okay? But they go hand in hand. And I'll share with you some of these portals that you can tap into that you can, you know, start working with, or even open up the doors to a lot of other people to promote your stuff. So some of the products that you know, work out really great, you know, to tap into third-party affiliate marketing systems, or even using your own affiliate marketing system, is I personally love you know, the drop shipping and the services. If you have a service that you can create, then that's awesome, you know, because you can fulfill it yourself, or let's see, if I even have your team to do it. And like, for example, if you have, you know, one of the recent students I was coaching was doing a piano tuning business, and he set up his affiliate marketing system and opened up the door for other people to promote his piano tuning service. And he paid them $50 every time someone sent a person over to the website and bought his piano tuning service. And it ranged from there. It started off at $50 and went up to $150, depending on the package that the customer bought from him. Okay? So that should give you basically just a rough idea of the you know, potential that you could tap into with setting up an affiliate marketing system for a service. So that's what it is. Now, let's talk, you know, a bit about why use an affiliate marketing system and how to set one up. Okay, so why you'd want to use one is, I briefly mentioned a few of the benefits earlier, but a lot of people out there are looking for wonderful products and services to promote. And that's one of the major reasons why to even have a system in place. But it's a win-win situation because it allows you to have a system that incentivizes them to promote for you and tracks all that. And, you know, the affiliate can log in to you, to the account anytime and see how much they're making. Now, the win for you is that, hey, you know, you have a system that processes all that, but then also you have a great system in place and incentive to have more and more people promote your stuff. So you're not a one-man band or a one-woman band and doing it all by yourself. Okay, the very core of this, though, is value. Okay, if you have a valuable offer, then people will be far more likely to promote your stuff. And how do you really know if your product or service that you're promoting is valuable? Okay. The bottom line is you got to test it out. It's better to test out your products and services with, you know, like friends and family and people that they can share it with. Focus in on your immediate sphere of influence, you know, people that you can always already network with. Okay, think of the people you already know or else can get access to fairly easy through like social media and even your email marketing. And then test it out on them, okay? Send out your offer to them. Present what you have to offer to them and see if they bite at it, okay, if they take action on it. Obviously, it depends on the market that you're presenting it to really test this out, but you want to test it out yourself and see if people are going to buy it, okay? Because if they buy it on a smaller scale, it has a far more likelihood of taking off bigger, okay, to a larger scale as you start to open up the doors to other people called affiliates. Okay, you're in this particular circumstance, you're labeled as the advertiser. You're the vendor. You're the person that has created the product. Okay. So when you create the product or have direct access to it, such as an affiliate program or the as a dropship program, as long as you have access to the product and or the service, then you know, that's a great position to be in, and it works out wonderfully well with having an affiliate marketing force out there. Okay? So that's some of the major things to keep in mind as you start to consider having your own affiliate marketing system in place, is to test it out first, okay, before going to all these other people and say, hey, promote my stuff for me. Because what you're doing is if you do that, you're treating them as a test dummy. And no one really wants to be treated as a test dummy, right? So if you've tested it out yourself, and if it takes you a couple months to really test it out, then do it, okay? Because then, after you do that, then you can go to these, you know, third-party affiliate systems that I'll talk about and start recruiting or start inviting people to promote your stuff and say, hey, I've already tested this stuff out. I've already worked out the kinks and, you know, the issues and the bumps and here and there. It's ready to go, okay? And these are the stats that I've been able to generate, okay? If you keep track of your results that you've generated so far with, you know, promoting your product or service within your sphere of influence already, then you'll have some numbers to go off of, okay? Now, let me share with you one of the biggest numbers that affiliates, especially affiliates that know what they're doing, look for, okay? It's called EPC, earnings per click, okay? E is an elephant, P is a Paul, C is a cat. EPC, earnings per click. Why that's so important, okay, is because it tracks, number one, the number of clicks that are generated on the offer. Okay, let's say you're promoting a dropship product, and that dropship product, let's say, is a Nikon camera. Okay, so you have that Nikon camera that you're promoting on your website, and you have an affiliate marketing system in place too to track it, and you're able to you're able to track the numbers, and you're able to know, well, how many people actually clicked on the actual offer to buy that, or at least consider buying that camera. Let's say 100 people clicked on it. Okay, that's the number of clicks. Okay, and then the number of sales would be the second thing that you'd want to track. Okay, so if 100 people clicked on it and 10 people bought, okay, then you would divide those two numbers together, and you'd have a $10 EPC, so $10 earnings per click. Okay, so that's basically how you come up with that number, is when you look for the most important metric to establish before you go to your own affiliates and say, hey, that's something to brag about, okay? Once you establish the EPC for your own offers, then you can go to your own people and say, or even tap into other systems where you can tap into other people to promote your stuff and say, hey, this is what I've established so far. I've already tested this out. Okay, that's best practice. That's something that most people don't do out there, and they start to get frustrated because no one else is promoting their stuff on a consistent basis. If you really want to have your products and services be blasted out of the water and see tons and tons of money coming pouring in, at least having the potential of that, okay, test this out first. Okay, make sure that your product or service, your offer, already converts. Okay. Once you establish that, man, you're a lot more golden than compared to the person that doesn't do that. And you'll shave off a lot of time, too, and frustration, because, you know, if people come into the door and, you know, they have an offer that they can promote and they can get paid well, but it hasn't been tested. Once again, as I mentioned earlier, they're the test dummy, and they're going to have to test it all out, and it takes a lot longer, and it may not even work, and then you've really lost their confidence. Okay, so test it out first. So that's the why. And some of the most important metric to establish before you go to the bigger mass market out there of affiliates to promote your stuff, because there's literally millions of people out there looking for awesome products. And if you do the groundwork, it's gonna be a ton easier, you know, to work with affiliates to promote your stuff. Okay, I'll talk a little bit more about some of the steps to take to test out your offer, you know, faster to see if it converts. I'll do that a little bit later on here today. But let's talk about now how to set up your own affiliate marketing system. Before I do that, let's just open up the lines here. If you have any questions, just press star 5, and I'll be glad to discuss those before I go on to the next phase, okay? So if you have any questions, just press star 5, unmute yourself, and just ask them. If not, we'll move on. Okay. So let's move on here then. So how to set up your own affiliate marketing system. So one of the best ones that I love to work with, okay, I'll cover three major systems right now, okay? First one, the top one, is JVZoo. So J as in Jump, V as in Victor, Zoo as in the animal zoo that you go to sometimes. Okay, so JVZoo.com. JVZoo is a pretty exciting place to go to. They've boosted out of the water dramatically as of the past year. But they're relatively new, but they have millions of people going to their site using their system to be able to not only sell their stuff, but also to get access to other people's stuff to promote too. Okay? But right now we're talking about the perspective of you having your own product, and you want to be able to have other people promote it for you instead of you doing it all by yourself all the time. So if you go to jvzoo.com, it's free to sign up for an account. They have just a killer system in place to be able to sign up and then take your offers. Okay, the offers that I'm talking about would be the landing pages. Okay, the landing pages that you want to have the traffic come to. So that could be one of your e-commerce pages that has a tangible product for people to buy through your shopping cart system. Okay, or it could be an affiliate product that that you've created and you want to open it up to affiliate marketers. Okay, let's say it could be an ebook or a membership program or a video training course or a workshop or a webinar. You know, the list goes on and on, but it's a product that you developed. Okay, or a service. Whatever the case may be, you have a page that's presenting the offer for people to buy. But when you go to JVZoo, you can simply sign up for a free account, and the system is already set to go. You just got to add your product to the system. And then once you do so, then it'll open up to the market they have already in their environment. Okay, they have thousands and thousands of people out there already looking for products that are a part of their program. So when you add your product to their system, it opens up the door for people to market it for you. Okay, hopefully you see the power in that. Okay, because that's huge. As long as you've implemented the steps that we've talked about so far, such as testing out the offer yourself, then the system is going to basically put it on steroids. Okay, it's going to be able to open up the doors for a lot of other people to see what you have to offer, and then they can start taking the baton and running forward with it and promoting your offer on their websites and their email marketing databases and doing launches and doing all kinds of cool stuff to promote your stuff. Okay, so now what's in it for them? Okay, you maybe think, well, it's free, but what's in it for them? There's always something in it for them. They don't just do it. They don't do it out of their good heart, right? So there's a 5%. The last time I checked, anyways, is the 5% override. They get a 5% cut of your commissions. Okay, so they provide you the system, and it's a killer system, like I said. But they take 5% of your profits, and it's not too bad. 5% is not too much at all, especially when it comes to the cost involved with you doing this all on your own, with setting up the system and having the right things in place to be able to facilitate the whole process of the sales and the traffic, stats and the payouts and all that stuff. So with this system here, like I said, you can put in your offers, and you can put in as many offers as you want. Okay, you set the price. So if you have a service that you're selling for $100 and you're willing to open up the affiliate payout to 50%, then the affiliate would get $50, of each sale, and then you keep the rest, minus the 5%. But then keep in mind, though, the affiliate generated the sale for you, but you also get the customer lifetime. And that's huge, because if you really see the bigger picture in all this, you can generate multiple sales from that customer. Okay, the affiliate usually ends up getting that one-time payout. You could set up, and we're going to talk about the payout structure here in just a moment, but you could set up a residual payout to some of these affiliates. And let me tell you, the affiliate offers that offer a residual, that's a great incentive. It's a much better incentive than just a one-time payout, right? Makes sense. But if you can, set up some type of residual payout for people to promote your products and services, then definitely do it. A much better incentive. Okay. So through this system here with the JVZoo, you add your products, and then they have a lot of tools that I won't necessarily go over, on this call here today. But they have a lot of training. Free training inside of here, okay? You can click on support. You can go and watch all the training videos, and it'll teach you step-by-step on how to put your products in here and how to link them in with your own sell funnel, okay? A while back ago, I did a training on the subject of sales funnels. So just to do a brief recap on that, a sales funnel walks that prospect through step-by-step and persuades them to buy. Okay, so they have a snapshot of how that sales funnel could look like for you. Okay, you plunk in your first offer, number one. Okay, and where do you want that customer to go after they buy that offer? Do you have any upsells or any downsells? Okay, if you don't, then that's okay. But if you do, then it'll improve your profits. It'll help maximize your profits and also improve the experience, too, for your customer. Because if they if they don't have the option of buying it from you, if there's an additional product or service that you can add on, then they'll probably go find it somewhere else. Okay. For example, if you're offering, going back to that student I was talking about earlier of piano tuning, if someone bought a piano tuning service, they may want to have maybe piano lessons. That could be offered as an upsell. Virtual piano lessons, or you could offer some of the piano tuning products. They could buy, or a metronome, or piano music. Okay, those will all be considered as upsells. But you can add those upsells and downsells into the system with your affiliate program with JVZoo. Okay, that'll track it all. And then when people, when the affiliates start to promote your stuff, this program will also manage the entire payouts. So if you've generated $3,000 in sales, or else if they have helped you generate $3,000 in sales, okay, then you would just click on a button, and it would send out the payment to all of your affiliates. Okay, it would manage the distribution of your payments to all of them. Okay, if you have, 150 different people out there promoting your stuff, and they sent you sales, this system will allow you to easily send out the payment, distribute that payment to all of them. Okay, so they get paid. And then, obviously, once you pay them and you pay them consistently, then they'll also be a lot more pumped up to promote your stuff more and more and more in the future. And as you come out with more and more products, they'll love you even more. Okay? And you start to build up a reputation and a name for yourself. So hopefully you can see where this can go, the huge potential of tapping into setting up your own affiliate marketing system, but obviously doing it right. Okay, so let's briefly do a recap here, okay? So far we talked about what an affiliate marketing system is, why use one, okay, and then third, how to go about setting up your own. And I just recently talked about JVZoo as one of the major affiliate marketing systems out there that is free to use, it's easy, to get started off with it, and you don't have to do a ton of work on integration or setup. And I actually had experience a while back ago doing my own because I didn't, these guys weren't out yet. Okay. So let's talk about the second system that I would recommend that you look at is ClickBank. Many people have heard of ClickBank already, and they've been around for quite a while. Okay, ClickBank is, there's a lot of similarities between these systems I'm sharing with you, because they all focus in on having an environment of attracting people to promote other people's stuff and also selling stuff through there. But ClickBank focuses primarily on digital content. So you can't go there and sell tangible products, but you can go there and present digital content like ebooks and membership programs, training, coaching, and all that stuff. But you got to have a sales page developed. No matter what you do, you got to always have some type of sales page that traffic comes to, and then they can buy online. So with ClickBank, though, when you go there, you can sign up for a vendor account. And when you sign up for a vendor account, you can sell your stuff through there. And the last time I checked, just recently, it costs $50 to set up an account. And then they take 7%, I believe, the last time I checked, of the sales. And so once you set up your account, you'll be able to do basically the same things I just talked about with JVZoo. Okay, you'll be able to submit the link for your affiliate offer or the product that you want to submit to the affiliates, and then the system will track that for you. And you'll be able to see all the stats, and you'll also see who's coming into the door and promoting your products, and be able to take care of all that. Okay, now one of the differences with ClickBank and JVZoo is that ClickBank will automatically pay the affiliates for you. Okay? So if you generated a $100 sale or if the affiliate generated a $100 sale for you and the commission was 50%, then they would automatically credit that $50 to the affiliate and then the $50 minus the fee to you in your account. Okay? So that would be with ClickBank. And another big thing that ClickBank has going for itself is the time factor and the reputability. They've been around the block a lot longer than JVZoo, and they have a lot more people that you could tap into compared to JVZoo. So you'll see a lot of differences between the two in terms of the system functionalities and the things you can do, but the overall goal is if you're looking for a system that's already built and you want to tap into it and just start presenting your offers that you've created or have access to and you want to expose those to the affiliate world, then those systems are just awesome. Okay? There's a lot of other systems out there. Those are obviously not the only ones, but those are some of the most popular and most reputable ones out there on the market today and that I've also used and continue to use myself.
Yeah.
Okay. All right. Okay, you guys hanging in there? If you have any questions, once again, just chime in, press star 5, and I'll discuss them. If not, we'll hold them to the end, and we'll discuss them in more depth on the very end of the call, okay? The third system that I'll share with you at this point is ShareACell. So ShareACell, ShareACell.com. Okay, ShareACell is a great affiliate marketing system to tap into if you have tangible products. Okay, you can also do services and dropship products too. Yeah, but they cover all the areas for products and services. They're just not exclusively focusing on, you know, digital content like ClickBank, for example. Okay, JVZoo is also a bit more geared for and digital products. Okay, but I have seen certain products that have been offered through there that have been tangible. And so, but most of them with JVZoo, you know, that that vendors or advertisers create are usually digital. Okay. But ShareACell, if you have tangible products, if you have an e-commerce store with stuff that you're selling, either, you know, it doesn't matter what it is, as long as that you have a store up and running, then you can go to ShareACell and sign up for an account. It's a bit more expensive with ShareACell, but it's I believe the last time I checked, once again, it was $550. And then they also take, I believe, 5 to 10%, okay? I could be wrong on that, but you have to just double-check with them. But you go to ShareACell.com, and you sign up as for a vendor account, and then you're able to set up your system, then submit your details to them. Okay, and then you're ready to rock and roll with them. Now, one of the biggest things that you want to keep in mind here with this is I'll share with you a pretty cool tip and to help you out with allowing the affiliates to promote your products and services is that you want to create what we call creatives, okay, creative images, you know, banners, as a lot of people call them, okay, banner images. They come in different shapes and sizes, but, you know, you could go to, you know, Fiverr, Fiverr.com, and easily find someone to create a bunch of banner images for you, for your products or services, and these banner images would be your advertising images that other people can use on their website. Okay. I mean, if you reverse the table here, and you know, think about, you know, you as an affiliate, if you were promoting other people's stuff, you would want to make sure that they gave you the right tools to promote their products and services, right? You want to make it as easy as possible for people to promote your stuff. And so that's why you would want to take the time as an advertiser, as the actual creator or person that has access to the services and products, to create these advertising tools. And that's one of the advertising tools to create ahead of time, is have images created, okay, so people can automatically have access to them and then put them on their site, along with their paid advertising, along with their email marketing, along with social media, all these other things, okay, that advertisers or affiliate marketers use, okay? They're going to be using these images to promote your stuff. And so if you use Fiverr, for example, or Odesk or Elance, these are all sites that you can go to find designers pretty easily. And you're simply asking them to set up a file of a bunch of different shapes and sizes of creatives, okay, creative images. Okay. So when you go to these affiliate marketing systems like ShareACell and ClickBank and JVZoo, they're going to ask you, hey, do you have any images to upload for your affiliates to use? And if you do, then you'll be able to upload them, and then those images will be stored inside of the account, and when people sign up to promote your stuff, they'll see those immediately. So I was going to share with you just a few examples here. If you were to go over to ClickBank, you know, .com, if you have a ClickBank account, you can log in, Okay, but I'm just going to briefly go over an example here. And once you log in, or even if you didn't log in, you can simply click on Marketplace up at the very top of ClickBank. And when you do, you'll see what we're talking about here in real life. Okay? So when you click on Marketplace, you can choose some of the categories that you're interested in. Just choose a category that you're interested in. I'm just going to choose business investing for right now. And click on one of the categories underneath there, the subcategories, and then you'll see a list of all the offers in that category or subcategory that you could have access to in promoting. Now, this example that I'm sharing with you here is just an example. You know, people out there are looking for your stuff. So if you want to have people promote your stuff, then this is what they're going to see. Okay, they're going to see the headline, the description, and the average dollar per sale. And everything you see, obviously, here is what they're going to see. And so you got to think about what you want your affiliates to see, okay, before you start submitting your information to the systems, like with ClickBank and JVZoo and ShareSell and all that. So, be clear about the headline of your offer and the description of it. So when affiliates look at this and say, oh, yeah, that looks pretty cool, I'm really interested in that. And then the icing on the cake is going to be the whole payout and the conversion. So with ClickBank, they don't tell you the EPC, but they do tell you the gravity, the GRAV. That's what it says down there underneath each offer. Okay, the gravity means how well the offer is being promoted and how well it's performing. So the higher the gravity, the better. And I usually recommend promoting offers here if you're the affiliate, okay? If you're the affiliate, then you're looking for offers at least for 30 on up on the gravity. That's the same things that affiliates are looking for too. If you're promoting an offer through the system and you want to have other people promote it for you, then they're going to be looking at that gravity. Okay? So if you've tested things out and you have people who have bought this through the system and your gravity starts to go up, then it's going to be a lot more lucrative and stand out a lot more to people, and they'll be far more likely to promote your products. Okay, but over here, when you click on any of these affiliate links, okay, or offers, you'll be taken to the actual offer itself. So this particular one that I'm looking at says a complete step-by-step guide to successful in-house debt collection. Okay, so I pull it up, and it brings me over to a sales page. Okay, and it's a bit long, like usually they are. And most sales pages are a bit longer unless you're using video. And video, if you can do a video, then I would definitely do that compared to a long sales page. But this particular offer I'm looking at says it's offering this downloadable ebook for $27. So if this was your product, okay, then you would get on this particular offer, it says 75%. You get 75% commission on that $27 product. And so let's talk about the pay structure here, okay? Because I want to make sure I get that in before the end of the call. So some of the standard pay structures out there, the best practices, it would be to establish for digital content, not necessarily tangible products, okay? But the best practice is usually setting up a payout structure of 50% or more. So when you look at ebooks, software programs, anything that's downloadable or you're giving people access to on the internet, okay, this is all digital stuff. And setting up a payout structure of at least 50% is pretty normal, okay? If you're offering anything underneath that, then it's not as lucrative, and it's not really going to get a lot of people's attention. So I would set it up as 50% payout, and then from there, if you can set up some type of residual payout where if they buy and you have other customers buy from them time again in the future, then you can pay out your affiliates a residual, say 10% of every single sale that they send to you from there on out. So you could pay them a 50% one-time fee up front and a 10% payout ongoing as long as they continue to generate sales for you. That would be cool, okay? It's a win-win situation, and you're getting the customer, you know, right up front after they generate that sale for you. And then you can take it from there on generating even more sales with that customer because you have that customer now in your world, okay? So that's just one example. You can look at all the other examples there, too. You know, check out and research some of these examples that are already in the ClickBank system. And same thing with the JVZoo. You learn a lot by observing and researching what other offers are out there in your particular industry. Okay, I teach a lot about this, and this is on the topic of one of the biggest success principles of modeling after success. If you're following, you know, a company out there that has already had success and they're making money in your particular business, then you can do. Okay, you just got to follow what they're doing and then innovate and come up with even better ways as you start to move forward. But the initial point here is to do what's working. Okay, pattern after success. So when you look for other people's marketing systems or affiliate marketing systems that they've set up, you know, look at how much they're charging, how much they're, you know, setting up for their affiliates to promote their products. And you can do even more investigative work and find out, you know, if they have a telephone number and to call them and say, hey, how's your affiliate marketing program going for you? You know, do you get a lot of affiliates promoting your product? If they do have a great affiliate marketing program in place and they're doing great at it, you know, ask them a few more questions. And if they're open to that, you know, discuss it with them. And you may even forge a great relationship with that person once you call them, you know. I've done that a few times, and it worked out pretty good, you know. And a lot of times they say no, and, you know, that's okay, too. That's the worst they can do, yeah. But you find out a lot of great information by just researching what other people have done on setting up their pay structures for their program for affiliates. Now, there's another cool aspect of your pay structure that you can set up, which includes a second-tier payout structure. So what that does is it allows your affiliates to recruit other affiliates and get an override for their sales. Okay? So JVZoo has that type of system in place to be able to manage that for you. Okay? So if you were to structure it that way, you could simply say, hey, you know, I'll pay you 50%, you know, your first tier affiliate, and you'll pay them 50% of every sale. But then you could say, hey, if you recruit other affiliates for me, then and those affiliates start, you know, buying stuff from me too through your link, then I'll pay you 5% override, okay, of everything that, you know, they do. So that's a pretty nice incentive, right? Okay, incentivizes them a lot more than just the standard 50%, okay? So the bottom line that you've probably been able to see in all of this discussion here is that treat them great, okay? You treat them great by, number one, having a product that you've tested out, and then number two, paying them great, okay? And then third, we're going to talk about this here shortly, is training. Okay, you want to not only have a great product, but also pay them well, but also train them, you know, teach them. Okay, have let's say, a webinar training once a month, and that your affiliates can come to, and you can train them more about the tips and tricks on how to, you know, promote your products even more effectively. So, you know, it's a win-win situation, right? You're setting up an environment where you can teach them, you know, some awesome stuff to be able to help you out, and you help them out, you know, it's a win-win all across the board, okay? They make more money, you know, you make more money, and everyone wins. But if you don't do that, you know, then it's been my experience that if affiliates who have promoted you a couple times, but then, you know, stop doing it, it's usually because that retention is not so hot. So improve it, okay? You can contact your affiliates. and say, hey, guys, you know, we're doing a training this month where we're going to teach you how to become better affiliates. We're going to teach you the tips and tricks and strategies on how to promote our products even more effectively so you guys can earn more money. Okay? A great program to use that for that would be, you know, there's a GoToMeeting.com. There's other, AnywhereMeeting.com is also that's a free one that you can use. But, Skype is a cool system, too. There's some disabilities that you have with using Skype, but it's still a free system to use to start off with. Okay. But the bottom line is, you know, treat them right, train them, and pay them well. So let's talk about that a little bit more, okay, about your training of your affiliates. Okay, we just really got done talking about how to set up a pay structure for your affiliates. Okay, we talked about, you know, the best practice of establishing 50% or more and considering setting up a residual payout and even a second-tier affiliate structure where the affiliates can promote other people, other affiliates, into the program for you. Okay, so but what we didn't mention, and I'll mention this now, which is on the subject of e-commerce products. So when you look at e-commerce products, tangible products that you're selling through an e-commerce store, okay, you may not be able to do, you know, 50% or more. But if you can, then awesome. Yeah, because keep in mind, if you get the customer, even if you didn't make any money up front, you have the power of generating recurring sales, no matter which model you do, whether that's affiliate marketing or drop shipping or wholesaling or services. Okay. Yeah, but with e-commerce, you just got to go through the right system. So it's not going to work through ClickBank or JVZoo, but you can go through a ShareASale. And ShareASale is great. You can also tap into, once you start generating a lot of sales, okay, like $50,000 or more each month, then you can go with these, top-rated and top-tiered affiliate systems out there like CJ.com and Linkshare.com. They have an enormous database of affiliates, that is rock. Okay. Okay, so yeah, I was going to briefly mention here a bit more about training. Okay, so train your affiliates. You can do that through webinars like GoToMeeting and AnywhereMeeting.com, or even Skype. But you're training them on an ongoing basis, and so it's important to set up a schedule. Just set up a schedule that you can stick to. Let's say it's every Saturday at 10 a.m. Okay, and if they don't happen to make it, then you can record that and put it into an affiliate training center where all of your affiliates can access that at any time and get access to the goodness. Okay, and it empowers them, and you're being a leader. Okay, a lot of affiliate programs out there don't do that at all. But the ones that do, man, they do tons and tons of sales. They have a lot more success, and for those obvious reasons. But as the famous phrase goes, common sense is not too common a lot of times. So do what makes sense. That really makes sense a lot because it creates a win-win situation all across the board. But now let me briefly mention also some of the other systems here. Okay, we talked about some of the systems like with JVZoo and ClickBank and ShareASale. But what if you want to set up your own system yourself, okay, that you have 100% control over? And you set it up yourself, you integrate it. Yeah, there's great systems out there for that. And, in fact, that's how I started off with doing all this. One of the first systems that I started off with, and I still actually use it today, which is idevaffiliate.com. So I as in igloo, D-E-V, affiliate.com. When you go there, you can access their program. It's a software that you download, and they charge anywhere from, I believe, $99 on up to $400 one time. And then you have the full system that you install. And you can have, you know, someone, once again, from elance.com easily do this for you. You can just go there and say, hey, I'm looking for someone to install my iDev affiliate program for me. Or you can even have iDev do it for you. Okay, you only have to pay, I believe, $50, and they'll install and integrate the entire thing for you. Okay? So it's pretty neat. But the huge advantage of this is that you have 100% control over it. Okay, you don't have to, you know, be concerned about other people seeing, you know, into your system, or you know, there's not really a ton of concerns or, you know, huge differences other than the control that you have over your own system. Okay. You know, some of the concerns that have been brought up with people going to ClickBank and JVZoo is, you know, the inability to really get down to the details of where that traffic is coming from, you know, from the affiliate. So you can avoid a lot of, you know, potential fraud. Because, you know, if you have affiliates who are sending you, let's say they, you know, go to you know, a meeting, and they have, you know, 10 people in their little, you know, group at their meeting. And he says, okay, go here and sign up for this person's affiliate program, and then cancel after, you know, 2 days, so I can get my affiliate commission. Okay, that would be fraudulent. Okay, that's not how you play the game, and that's not how, you know, people out there, the affiliates that are promoting your stuff, should be playing the game. And so, you know, that's a super fast way of, you know, getting in trouble with having to, you know, have them return the money, or, you know, going into the, you know, legal stuff. And so you want to avoid that, but that's not too common at all. And so, you know, looking at JVZoo or ClickBank, ShareSell, or even having your own system is just fine, okay? But you'll be able to track that a lot more in detail having your own. And the same functionality exists with your own iDev affiliate program and software that you download. You can still do all the other stuff that we talked about earlier, and with the exception of, you know, some of the bells and whistles that JVZoo has, you know, that your own system won't have, along with ClickBank. Okay, each one has their own unique, you know, bells and whistles in it, and you just got to decide what you really want, but just keep it simple. Okay. The main thing here is that you have a system to be able to automate the process and facilitate the payments of your affiliates. Okay. Okay. Now, do you guys have any questions so far? If you do, yeah, just press star 5, and we'll discuss them.
Trent, can you hear me? It's Michael.
Yeah. Yeah, sure can. Yeah, go ahead.
Trent, is it ShareSell? How do we spell that, please?
It's S-H-A-R-E, A as in apple, sell, S-A-L-E.
Yeah, ShareSell.com, right, fine.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
one other question, Trent. I'm on the ClickBank page here, and I've gone on the health and fitness page, and it says the gravity of this particular item is 562.38538. That's good then, is it?
5.63, you said?
Yeah.
It's not it's not really anything to brag about, you know, to be excited about. You know, it's not too
right.
bad, though. It's not horrible, but you're looking for ones that are at least 30, you know, 30.0 or higher.
But 562 yeah. is high, isn't it? It's higher than 30.
Did you say 5.62 or 56.2?
562.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, absolutely. Yeah, exactly. It's higher than 30. Absolutely. Yeah, because
well,
what that tells you is that other people have been promoting that product. Okay. And, I mean, we're talking about how they're having other people promote your stuff. Okay. But, you know, in this particular circumstance, if you're looking at promoting other people's stuff, okay, you're looking at 30 gravity or higher, and what that tells you that is that the product has been converting, people have been purchasing it. But what it doesn't tell you is how. How has that traffic been generated? how are these affiliates promoting and selling the product? A lot of times they're selling it through their own email databases.
Right.
Yeah. But once again, you don't know. And so when you look at, you know, the gravity, it's, you know, don't let the numbers blind you. You know, it's just an indicator. And the indicator just tells you, hey, people have been promoting the offer and they've been making some money, so that's a good sign. So that means that you could potentially do the same thing, but you could take some of these offers that have lower gravity, you know, for sure, and promote those, and you could do quite well. But once again, you would be the test dummy, and you'd have to, you know, test it out yourself. Yeah.
Right. But when it says there for me to promote that, I would be promoting their product.
Exactly. Yeah. But what we've talked about here today is just imagine if that was your product. Okay.
Yeah.
And other affiliates could come here and decide, oh, that's a great offer, and they would be promoting your stuff. Okay. And they would click on promote and promote you.
Yeah, understand, Trent. Yeah.
Yeah.
And the last one, when you were selling yourself, you made it. You said a site something.com.
Which one?
The last site you said about selling products yourself. You gave a website, and I didn't get it. I just got the last bit. .com.
Oh yeah, so idevaffiliate.com.
Yeah. How do you spell that?
So I as in igloo, D as in dog, E as in elephant, V as in Victor. Affiliate.com.
Right, fine. Thank you, Trent.
Yeah, absolutely. And that system there, as I mentioned earlier, is a software that you download and then you install or they can install for you. Okay? And then it gives you, once, you know, same thing with the other third-party systems, but you have complete control over it and you have your own command central that you log into. And you'll be able to see all the stats that your affiliates have been generating for you, the sales that have generated, and also the ability to do all, you know, a bunch more, but including sending payment out in mass to all of your affiliates automatically. Okay, and you could usually use, I use just PayPal. You can use PayPal, and PayPal is a merchant, right? Okay, if you don't know that,
yeah.
It's a merchant to process your payments, and so it just goes through PayPal and it distributes all those payments to all of your affiliates. Okay.
And just one other question, Trent, is how, from the time if you had found the product that you wanted to promote to getting it up and running, how long does that take, or is it, how long is a piece of string?
Yeah, exactly. You've answered your own question, yep. Yeah, it just depends on how long that string is and how long it takes to wind it up and do something good with it. So, yeah. But for example, you could go through a quick example of this. You know, if you were to spend a weekend, okay, just a solid weekend, you know, all day Friday, all day Saturday and Sunday, for example, writing up a great educational guide on teaching people, you know, how to fill in the blank. Okay, you could do that in a weekend if you committed to yourself. It's really about your time management, blocking out your time, creating your products. Okay, or getting access to them if it's a dropship program. But in this case, it's a digital product that I'm talking about in this example. You write it up, convert it to a PDF. You could have someone design, you know, the product for you. And then you have a product ready to go. Okay? And then, second, is you got to have a page to sell it on. Okay? People can go to that page and buy it. So you got to set that up. And if you want to do a video, you know, you present the video, record it, and put the video on there. It's easier said than done, but, you know, as you start to move forward in your personal development journey and learn more and more about these things, it's pretty fun. You know, enjoy the journey. Okay, if you don't like doing that stuff or even don't have a desire to do it, it's okay. You know, but have other people do it for you then, okay? Or incentivize them to do it. But the main thing is that you develop your product, present it, and then share it with people so they can promote it for you. Okay? So the sooner you have your own products, okay, another quick tip on that is if you want to have access to your own products but don't have anything to, that you've developed so far yourself, you could do PLR products, private label right. products. And when you have the private label rights to certain digital content, you can rebrand it. And you can go to the internet and look for all kinds of private label right content to rebrand. And you could put your own logo on there, and boom, you're set to go. Okay, you didn't have to develop it yourself. Someone already developed it, and it was a white label product. You could rebrand it yourself. And then you set up the page once again, and a lot of times these PLR sources give you the actual landing page. So you got the offer that you can rebrand. You got the sales page. Now you just got to tap into the system. And the system is what we talked about today. But you got to test it out too, like I said. Now, if you've tested it out, or even if it has been tested already, then great. You know, that's even more powerful.
Thank you, Trent.
Yeah, absolutely. Excellent questions.
Hi, Trent. Can you hear me?
Yeah, sure can.
Hi, Titine. Do you have any suggestions for the PLR site?
Any
companies that are good, that are reputable, and so on?
Yeah, actually, you know what? I don't have the link right here. It's a little bit longer. I'll get it to you. But if you email me, I will respond. Anyone on the call, just email me at tjessee@prospering.com. So T-J-E-S-S-E-E @prospering.com. And then I'll email you some sources for PLR stuff.
Okay. And sorry, Trent, I missed some of the call and I came in. I wanted to know, you know how during the e-commerce, like the eBay, you have a list on eBay of the top sellers and things like that. So in order for us to...
Okay, sorry about that. What's that?
That's okay. So is there a place we can go to see what are the top on the JVU or whatever? What are the top products that are selling? Or what are the best products, you know?
Absolutely, yeah. So great question. So this is Adine, right?
Yes, it's Adine.
Okay. Just for those on the call here, so Adine was asking how to go about discovering products that are selling through eBay. Is that correct?
Yes, that's exactly what, yeah.
Okay. So what you do is you simply go to eBay.com, and then up at the top right, you'll see this link that says Advanced.
Okay.
Once you click on Advanced, then you type in what you're looking for. It says enter keywords or item number to type in what you're looking for. Let's say you type in leather purses, okay? And then that's all you got to type in. That's it, okay, right there. And then move your mouse down a little bit further. Underneath the search button, you'll see the search including. It says title and description, or completed listings and sold listings. Just click on completed listings.
Okay.
Okay. And that's it. Then click on search right above.
Okay, so that's for eBay though. But what about like on the JVZoo or ClickBank or things like that? Just to give us an idea of what's popular. Do we have?
Yeah. So same thing on
ShareASell,
ClickBank, and JVZoo. It's not the same exact, obviously, the approach. But you can go to JVZoo and look at, the top products that have been converting well, that people have been promoting. And if once you sign up, JVZoo will send you an email, usually like once every 2 weeks, and they'll announce some of the top products that have been converting well. They'll just email you and let you know, because it's a win-win situation. Yeah. They want you to promote more stuff that converts well so they can make more money too.
Right. Okay.
Yeah.
Okay. Sounds good.
Okay. And then on ClickBank, those indicators there that I mentioned, such as the gravity and some of the other stats, you can even take it a bit further, too, as I mentioned earlier, on the investigative approach of calling them and even emailing them through their site and just asking them some questions about how their affiliate program is going and if they're doing well, how they're doing it, and stuff.
Okay, I got that part, yeah. Thank you so much.
Yeah, absolutely. Great questions. All right, guys. Any other questions at all before we end the call? Okay. Well, everyone, you have a fabulous day. And then this next week, same time at 3 p.m. Mountain Standard Time.
Sorry.
Yes.
Sorry, Trent. Is this recording? Can we hear it again somewhere?
Yes, it's recorded and placed inside of the Success Center in the e-commerce area, in the e-library.
Success Center. Okay, e-library. Okay, perfect.
Yeah.
Thank you so much.
Yeah, thank you.
Trent, did you say this call was going to be again next week, yeah?
Yes, exactly. Now, next week is going to be on the topic of making sales through webinars.
Right.
So that'll be pretty exciting, too, because you know, webinars continue to be a huge conversion tool. And lots and lots of people make tons of money through having webinars, and so we'll talk about that. Okay, so plan on next week, 3 p.m. Mountain Standard Time, same telephone number.
Thank you, Trent.
Code, okay? All right, guys, have a wonderful day.
Return to your conference recording has stopped.